why we're reluctant to buy fruits and vegetables we aren't familiar with, and what's being done about it. The next time you're in the supermarket strolling around the produce section, take a good look at all of the fruits and vegetables. There may be more than a few you might not recognize, or you recognize the name, but you've never tried them and have no idea what to do with them. One obstacle Americans have with eating more fruits and vegetables, and a greater variety of them, may be simply this.
People don't know how to cook.
Or how to prepare many fruits and vegetables. Rutgers University Extension nutrition expert Karen Ensley says from her experience in teaching, she's found that among many people, married couples in their 20s and 30s,
their sense of cooking a meal is taking something from that's frozen and microwaving it and putting it on the table. And that's not cooking.
And it's not just cooking, it's food preparation and knowledge about how to prepare and eat a wide variety of fruits and veggies. Kathy Burns with the Produce Marketing Association recently told a USDA forum that groups like hers have been trying to create more demand for fruits and vegetables, but that's not enough.
We need to really educate and train consumers how to cook fruits and vegetables. I know that sounds really simple, but that's a huge barrier.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack agrees. He told the forum,
we have an extraordinarily diverse population in the United States, and there are market opportunities to cater to specific ethnic tastes and needs. And as we see restaurants and grocery stores begin to expand that opportunity, gets to Kathy's point, I may want to try that, but you know what? I'm a little bit concerned. I don't know how to fix that.
And that's what the produce industry will be working on in the future, getting more information to us about all of those new and different fruits and vegetable varieties that are showing up in our supermarkets, and also about the many foods that we're already familiar with. I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.